I just believe in the process, and we're going to win going through the process.
Now, Bills Mafia, it's time for the main event. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Red, White and Buffalo Blues special live edition. We're live on YouTube, we're live on Twitter, so please join us as me and Robin welcome back Mr. Aaron Williams.
Yes, Aaron Williams.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Live from the, what we should call it, Highmark, Ralph, whatever you want to call it. Live from the stadium in Buffalo.
Live from the stadium. I don't know what we're going to call it because they have a new name every year, but we're just live at Bills Stadium.
Going to have a brand new stadium in a few years as well. They sort of released the plans a couple of days ago as well, didn't they?
Yeah, it looks amazing. You know, ever since everybody's getting new stadiums, I figure it's time for Buffalo to finally get their new stadium as well. So,
yeah.
Happy for those.
No, but I mean, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. I mean, we had you last year. We saw that nice photo, nice artist drawing in the background. A nice fun chat there. And just having you back on there after obviously London and NFC, you becoming an honorary UK Bill.
Yeah. I love it.
Honorary UK Bill right here, right now. I'm actually stamping that up.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just getting you back on to talk, Bill, to talk your trip to London and hopefully answer some fan questions.
Let's do it. I'm all for it.
So, I mean, first of all, obviously,
hey man, good seeing you.
We know you're in Buffalo.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
No, you're good. You're good, man.
Can we get a picture?
Yeah, you'll get one real quick. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Don't worry. Okay,
the perils of celebrity, man.
I appreciate it, man. Nice thing as well, bro.
Hell yeah. Definitely want a picture of you. That cool with you.
I'll see you Sunday.
Is Diggs playing, dog?
I'm not sure yet. We'll see.
Now, what's your name again?
Aaron.
Yo, nice meeting you, dog.
Nice meeting you too, man. I appreciate it. I thought I was in a secret area where I wouldn't get caught, but I lied.
That's all right. If you have,
I gotta start walking away now.
if you see any legends there or any players, bring them on.
Oh yeah, yeah, drag them in. Yeah, we've been trying to get Stevie on the show for years as well.
I think I seen Stevie like a few minutes ago. He might be walking my way, but if he walks my way, I'll definitely grab him and bring him on the show for a little bit.
Oh, fantastic! Oh,
awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, anyone would do it, but
yeah.
No. I mean, let's talk about it. Let's talk about your London trip. I mean, when we last spoke on the show, you obviously wanted to come to London. Yeah. You've experienced London. How was the trip?
Okay, so the trip personally was, and forgive my words, but it's the only word I can say. It was a shit show. Okay.
It's not a family show. You don't have to hold back. Yeah.
That's my one and only, but that's the only way I could describe it. It was an awesome trip, but I literally lost my phone the first night, and I was there for 4 days. And you know, because we were supposed to meet up before the Bills Backers Bar, but I couldn't get in contact with you because I had no phone. But other than that, besides that little mishaps, it was amazing. Just, I was wandering around every borough there was possible trying to get a new phone. So I was I was still being a tourist without being a tourist, but I seen a lot more than what I expected. So it was awesome. It was great to be not in hot weather. You know, in Texas, it's still about, well, we all use Celsius. So it's probably like 22, 23, 24 around that time. So it was still hot. So to get in a weather change was it felt amazing to be in cooler weather and actually like wear a hoodie and jacket. So the trip was amazing. I can't lie about that.
No, that's good. I mean, you took in the Wembley, not the Wembley game, the Spurs game.
Yes.
Yeah.
With your mate. I mean, that for you. How does it feel actually watching, obviously, a live game in another country? Because obviously, loads of us. Well, most of our Bills fans actually go away, at least from the UK, over to Buffalo, maybe to away games to actually watch it. For you, how does it feel watching an NFL game in a different country?
You know what? It's actually super surprising because I honestly didn't know how people felt about NFL outside of the U.S. And to see everyone in Europe just really, like, gather together and, like, you guys really, like, it made me seem like I was at home. Like, everyone was, like, prepared. Everyone had their jerseys on. A little different atmosphere just because it's not as intense as it is here. But the fact that there are fans coming out. And I've noticed that there are not a lot of fans that actually know about, like, the game, the actual game. But to come out there and just support and just have a great time, it was awesome to see. I didn't expect Europe to have that much of a fan base as far as football likes as it may be. But it just to see, it was great.
They always describe it as kind of like the UK's Super Bowl. Because you will get that. We always play the game whenever we go and see a London game. Can we see all 32 jerseys? Like, we play, like, how quick does it take us to count 32? It took me about half an hour. And I saw all 32 jerseys. Like, everybody just comes to the game. Yeah. There's like one, two. And I mean, now it's crazy. We get three games a year now. So it just, everyone just descends. It's just every single team, and everyone just shows up, and they just wear their own jersey, and we just see, you know, two teams play just to see the live game. It's just incredible how the game has grown over the 15 years that we've been hosting games. It's just phenomenal.
And it's just going to get even better because the NFL's now having more games in Europe and around other countries. But especially, I think they really love the fan base in London, that they're going to start having more than three games out there. So the fact that the game is expanding out to other countries is just awesome to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and obviously back in 2015, obviously you were scheduled to come over with us, of the injury on that. Do you, obviously, I don't know how best way to put it. I wouldn't say, do you regret it, but your experience with your fellow teammates coming over and all that, is that something you would love to have repeated again?
Oh my God. I joke around with them all the time. I was really pissed off that they didn't allow me to come with the team, even though I was hurt, because I had never been outside the country before. I came to London the last time I saw you, but it would have been a great experience just to see what the fans are like in the stadium. Playing in Wembley is just, that's a dream come true, but I got to witness it. Outside looking in, so it's not the same, but at the same time I got to get a chance to kind of get my feet wet in London soil and just kind of observe around. And you guys, the fans there get pretty rowdy, and it's funny because I actually went to, like I told you, I went to the West Ham game when I was in London.
Yeah.
And to see the difference between the football game and an American football game is quite interesting. Like, soccer, I feel like, is more, maybe because the fans actually know what's going on. I had a blast at the West Ham game. The people there were just intense. Every call that the refs made that were bad, everyone was screaming. I said, yes.
Oh, man, Aaron. Oh, stay with us, man. Come on.
It was great to be part of that, and I had a blast.
The big difference with soccer is it's a 90-minute game, so it's 2 45 minutes, and you've got the intensity. It's like the pure adrenaline of 45 minutes of intense focus, whereas American football, I'll keep talking, hopefully Aaron will get back to us. Big difference with American football is that it's a 3-hour game, so you get those little like kernels of intensity. I don't know how much you managed to capture that, but 45 minutes of intensity, but like American style football is those tiny little kernels of intense action, and then you just sit back and you kind of enjoy it. So it's slightly diluted, but it's also a way, it makes it a much more shared experience watching the game, because you can kind of take everyone in, whereas the focus in soccer is everyone's just looking at the field for like 45 minutes, definitely. You know, beady-eyed, you know.
Definitely.
I said this to you at the Backers Bar. I was actually over the moon when you told me you went to the West Ham game, being a West Ham fan myself.
He's a West Ham fan.
He made me gone up even more in my estimation. I'm thinking
maybe
Williams jersey to remove the Darius one I've got on.
I love it. I honestly, my first goal when I got to Europe was I had to go to a game. I had to go experience a real life, because we have soccer games out here in the States, but it's just not, it's not the same when you actually go to West Ham or Chelsea or Liverpool. Those games are just, I want everyone to experience that real experience of a real life football game. Because,
yeah,
and there's so many, and being out there, I realized that y'all have a lot of different rules compared to like our stadiums out here. Like when I went to the West Ham game, you're not allowed to drink in the stadium. You have to drink outside, and the merch isn't in the stadium. It's outside the stadium. There's like a lot of things that I was like, wait, okay, this is totally different compared to the States. So being a part of that was just really cool to be, to like kind of just be a part of.
It's, there's no mixing of fans either. That's like the big difference. So it's a much more like tribal type thing, because you get all the West Ham fans in one side of the stadium, and then whoever it is they're playing are like the other side of the stadium. Whereas like NFL, you just get everyone just sits next to each other, and it's just no big deal. So you get you get that completely single focus mindset. So yeah, that was always the thing I noticed watching NFL as well. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with your visit to UCL, I don't know. I know you're good friends with Marcel. Did he ever tell you, obviously, of his day off in London when he came over in 2015 with the Bills? Do you ever see that? And has he ever told you about why actually him reciting a bit of Shakespeare?
No. I know, he never told me about that.
I think that's something
Shakespeare, huh?
Shakespeare, yeah. So you actually, Bills fans can see if they go to the Buffalo Bills website, searching Marcel Darius's day off in London, they actually see, he actually met up with me, because I actually caught up with him on that day. We went to one of the parks just outside Buckingham Palace, and he was there, well, technically on his phone, on his mobile, with a book, a Shakespeare book, actually just reading off his phone a bit of Shakespeare in the park. So you've got a 6'3", 6'4", 300-pound man reading a bit of Shakespeare in a park.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've known Marcel for a very long time. Hearing that he was reading a Shakespeare book is very quite interesting, because I never have pictured Marcel just randomly reading Shakespeare in Europe. But hey, I guess you just got to kind of fill in when you're in a new environment. So I don't blame him for that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was great fun. Say, obviously, your experience as well is something that's really good, especially when you came into that backers bar. And I think just the atmosphere of that game, because it was the Ravens game, I think you really got the emotion, the roller coaster of it. And obviously, I'm glad that you managed to find your phone, or find a working phone, that we actually got to got you into the bar.
Yeah. No, being there was amazing. And I want to just say that, because we were there for the Ravens game, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the Ravens fans tried to take over the Bills backers bar, and they tried, and it still didn't work. Because we took over, we weren't having that, because it's a Bills backers bar. So it was, but the fact that, you know, that there's a Bills backers bar in Europe, and to hang out with you guys and just watch the game, I love being around just the fans and just experiencing what y'all experienced. Because I never had the chance to like see the other side, because I've always been in it. So to be outside looking in, and just like, wow, there are actually Bills fans in Europe. There is like a Bills backers bar in Europe. Like, our fan base is such a great fan base that no matter where you are, all you have to say is, I'm a Bills fan. And it's just pure love from there. So the fact that I got to witness that was amazing.
Yeah. And I think so many people were happy. I mean, even when you first walked in, I will actually admit this, I thought, is that Aaron over there in the corner? When you walk, walk by, sat in the corner thinking, is that Aaron? Should I say something? Should I not? Speaking to a guy next to me saying, is that Aaron Williams? I go, he goes, it possibly is. So shout, and obviously the rest, as they say, is actually is history on there.
So it's funny that you say that, because when I walked in, I said, dang, I don't have a phone. And I kind of remember what you look like, but I'm just going to sit here. And then I saw you and like two other people kind of like look at me and kind of like, is that? Because I had longer hair at the time.
Yeah.
I came the trip. So I was like, okay, if I see someone just kind of like glare at me a little longer than usual, I know it's going to be you. And I saw that. And I was like, okay, I finally found him. So it was funny. It was a good school experience.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, next time if you do come down, obviously, there is talk potentially that Bills could come over next year. Obviously, if you definitely come over, as I say, we'll do a lot more stuff. We'll even go try and find a local golf course. So yeah. I know you asked me if you wanted to bring the golf clubs over.
I definitely do. And I was going to, but then when I did my little research of trying to figure out where the nearest golf course was, it was like an hour outside the city. And I was like, you know what? Not this trip, because I'm trying to just enjoy my time being in the city, seeing every borough. So, but next time I come out there, we're definitely going to have to hit the green and see how your golf game is.
Well, I don't know whether to actually to bait him a bit and play on, say it's actually rubbish or I'm super good. I don't know.
Well, you've got a year to get practicing, then, haven't you? You're going to have to get on the range, aren't you? Get the handicap down.
Look, I'm whether you're good, you're great, you're bad, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a few beers. We're going to enjoy ourselves out there on the green. That's all that matters. Neither one of us are going to hit the PGA Tour anytime soon. So.
We're not Josh Allen that can.
Right.
We're not Josh, even though some of his shots in that tournament was a bit wayward. We'll say that.
Hey, your game changes when a lot of eyes are looking at you. So I don't blame that.
Yeah, but no, I mean, obviously next year, if they do come, as I say, we'll hang out. We'll get you back to the bar, and I know for sure that I'm putting on a fair few events next year, should the Bills actually come. So I've got the guest of honor right down here.
I love it. I really want you guys to I didn't really get a chance to really be a tourist when I was there. So the next time I'm there, I want you guys to really just tell me and take me to places where I need to go and check out. There's a lot of things that I didn't get a chance to see, but I know you guys will steer me in the right direction next time I'm out there. So I'm looking forward to the next time I'm out there in Europe.
Yeah,
this is like when any family member like comes to London, we always have to take them to the places that we never go to. So it's only when family come to London that we take them to Buckingham Palace. Like nobody ever goes to Buckingham Palace, but when family come to London, maybe to Buckingham Palace, Robin. Okay, I'll take you to Buckingham Palace. I'll take you to the Houses of Parliament. I'll take you down the south side of the Thames.
Love it.
All of those places. Yeah, no, we got a whole list. We can smash through it.
Love it. And, I look forward to it.
And definitely. Definitely, I think most people would say definitely take you to Orange Buffalo for some wings.
Oh yeah, yeah, the wing van, yeah,
yeah. Have you ever been down to Buffalo by chance?
Buffalo, no, no.
I went 2018 for the Jags game with a young Josh Allen threw a 50-yarder to Robert Foster in the 2018 freezing cold. I was in like the 300s, so I was like the 330 or something like that, so I was way up in the middle of nowhere in a gale, but it was incredible though.
Rob, you got to experience it though, man. We need to get you out here, man. Just like when I got out there to London, I'm gonna show you a great time when you get a chance out here in Buffalo. I'm gonna really give you the true Buffalo experience. You need to come out here to tailgate. Heck, we might even get you out here to go break a table. You never know. Things get wild out here.
I'll do that.
If
UK Bills want me to do that, I will jump through that table. I won't say that too loud, so my missus won't hear that.
I can't tell the
social media, she can see it. She'll probably have a go at me. But no, it's definitely on my hit list, and I'm hoping maybe that I can actually do it next year.
Well, I don't want to jinx anything. But we sort of talked about if the season seems to be going pretty good for Buffalo at the moment, if we get postseason, if we get, you know, really deep postseason, if we win that championship game, I think maybe we should go to Buffalo, watch the game there. We're never going to make it to Arizona. They won't let us in for Arizona. But maybe if we can go to Buffalo, there'll be like a big party watching the Super Bowl, won't there?
If you guys really are serious about that, I will make sure that I'm here with you guys to really show you guys a true Buffalo experience. And we'll film it, we'll vlog it, we'll do whatever. Everyone in Europe needs to know what goes down in Buffalo. So
yeah.
That'd be
right, we're doing it, Matt. Come on. If we go,
we're doing it. But
if we go, nothing. Let's just worry about the Packers. Got a big game against the Packers tomorrow.
One game at a
time. What does Josh always say? Let's go 1-0 this week.
Yep.
Let's just take care of them.
Absolutely.
What's the feeling? Well, Aaron, what's the feeling inside like the practice area? The guys just
relaxed. These guys, like, they're so confident. The team's confidence is at an all-time high right now. Even with guys being down, and sorry, this truck's coming by real quick. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Don't make sure you don't get in the way.
But the team's confidence is through the roof. I got a chance to watch them during walkthroughs and just going over game preparations. There's no like nervousness. There's no butterflies with this team. These guys are so confident, and they prepare each and every week, like they're supposed to. And the atmosphere here, man, is just great. Even in the building inside, coming down from the backups, the starters, the coaches, the training staff, and the front office, everyone is just. You can just tell that the attitude out here is just, it's really bright. There's really no like negative around here. I mean, I don't understand why would there be when you're 5-1, you know? So these guys are definitely ready for Sunday. But like you said, Josh's motto, hey, 1-0 this week, and then we'll worry about next week. So that's the vibe that we're all getting here. And it's just, you can tell these guys are ready. They're having fun, and they're really enjoying the season. And they know that last year should have been their year, and they're taking that fire and they're taking that fuel and placing it on every team this week. So
Do they actually have the banner on that? I know previous years they've always had playoff caliber and all that sort of stuff. Has Sean team put like a like championship banner or anything like that on there for that motivation?
Yeah, I mean, that's always be there. It's because, you know, it's been since the 90s since we got back to the Super Bowl. So having the banners and just seeing like what greatness was looking like by those times to motivate us to get back to that standard. It's all around the building, but these guys are just they're taking over. They really are going to be true legends in the city when they like bring us home that Lombardi trophy. So
it's going to be a statue, aren't they? It's going to be statues out the front, isn't it? It's going to be McDermott, so Alan Diggs, isn't it? It'll be those three, surely.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be just like outside the old Upton Park where they've got the statue of Moore, Hurst and Peters actually winning the World Cup, West Ham winning the World Cup for England. It'll be something just like that in Buffalo with Alan Bean, McDermott or Alan Diggs and Davis.
Something like that, yeah.
No, it's truly exciting. It's exciting.
But obviously, with you being a former defensive back, how does the defensive backs group look like, especially when we've got two rookies in Benford and Elam and obviously Dane Jackson in there? How does that secondary look, obviously, from point of view of a former cornerback and safety?
Those guys are man, they're balling out, and it's tough because, you know, when you're not a starter out here, it's hard to get prepared for a game because you don't have the same amount of reps as the starters would do, so you don't really see as much physically, like actually practicing. You're usually on the sidelines just observing. But for those guys to step in and really truly make an impact the way that they have, we have a great secondary crew. Like, unfortunately, Micah, with his injury, like, we would love to have on the field, but the fact that we have a lot of trust and the guys behind him, they really embrace their new role and make sure that we don't miss a beat when the guy goes down. Because that's one thing that makes a really good team is when a starter goes down, can the backup come in and have the same impact as their starter? And, you know, those guys that back up Micah and Poyer and Trey White and all those guys, they know when their name is called that they're ready to go, because that's what they prepare for. It's like, it's unfortunate that we never want to wish any ill will or any injuries on anybody.
Yeah.
When your name is called, it's like, finally, you know what I'm saying?
Go get it.
My time to go. I finally get to show the fans, everyone around the world, my true talent. Mm. And those guys, you know, they came in and stepped in, and they handled their very well, because it's not easy coming in not having the same reps, same preparation.
Yeah,
as Mike and Poirier and all them, it's just, it is what it is. But those guys stepped in and did a great job for us.
Yeah. What's even more brilliant as well, Aaron, is you're seeing Micah Hyde on the sidelines. You're seeing him like cheering those guys on, and you just know the first guy that when DeMar Hamlin comes in, you know Micah Hyde's the first guy on the phone to him, the first guy saying, "Look, you're the guy now. You go and win." And as difficult as that must be, Micah must be just gutted that he's out for the season. And yet, we all know he's the first guy. With the arm around the shoulder, you know, Trey White was the first guy meeting Kyrie Lamb when he got drafted. You know, it's just like, come on, you know, everyone's part of the team. I just think that's what's so good about it.
That's the great brotherhood that we have here. Like, there's no substance here. Like, we want to win as a team. Like, of course, we want to have individual accolades, but at the end of the day, it's totally about a team effort. So, the leadership that Micah has and Poyer, when something goes wrong on their behalf, they're not just moping around. They encourage those guys to step up. They're there for them. They're supporting them, and that's what makes a great team. Is when a collective group of guys come together, regardless if they're starting or not starting. How can we make this main goal and bring the championship back to the city? And to have that leadership is what makes this team great. So having guys like Micah and Poirier, it makes this whole a better experience for everybody.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know if I remember asking you this question, but when you were there, obviously observing practice, watching the games, did you just feel the urge to actually just jump in, actually take a rap? So, I mean, I coach under 11s boys, and last night in the training session I had, I just thought, okay, I'll just have a little run around with them right at the end, and end up falling over arse over tits a couple of times in front of them, but. Do you ever get an itch to actually to play, even if it's like semi-pro or like tag football, flag football?
I will always get an itch whenever I see the game of football, but I know my body would absolutely kill me if I ever try to go back there and play. I miss the game wholeheartedly every single day, but I really enjoy walking just as much. So, you know, my competitiveness and my love for the game will never go away. I will always want to be out there, but I know reality, and I live in reality that if I were to ever get hit like that ever again, my body won't recover as what it used to be. So I'm okay with being a fan at this point and just cheering these guys on. I've done my time. It's past then and gone. I'm here just being a fan now and just being supportive and being helpful as much as I can. But, yeah. I always want to play the game, but actually going out there and actually doing it, no, there's just
no ambitions to be a coach or a positional coach or anything like that at all, keeping yourself in the game.
Yeah, no, I like to help out, but actually being a coach there's a lot more that goes into being a coach than to, you know, helping the guys. It's preparation, the game. It's a lot of balancing. You know, you got to balance being a family man, being a coach. Being a husband, being a coach, it really is hard. Like, these guys come in here at 6 a.m. and probably don't leave the facility till about 7 p.m. And it's every day like that. So that takes a toll on the mind and on the body. So I'm gonna let the guys that have been doing it for years handle it. I'm just gonna, whenever they need help from me, I'll step in. But as far as coaching, I think I'm more of like a mentor. I'm more of like a guy to step in and kind of out and then get out of the way.
Well, try and teach one of the defensive backs to try and cover Stefon Diggs.
yeah. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that one right there. That guy's route running is just pure art, and it's like, he's just such an amazing player.
Yeah,
I think he's playing even better this year as well. Like he's been great for the past couple of years, of course, but I think even this year, I think he's even better. They figured something else out with him as well. I think he's even better than he was before.
Yeah, he was. So.
So what's your, obviously we've briefly talked about it. We know we're probably going to go deep into the playoffs, hopefully. And me and Robin will come out there, hang with you.
That's the end of it.
What's your overall thought so far of the season? Obviously 5-1, the Miami game, which technically should have been a win, but Miami decided to play dirty and with the whole sideline stuff, but Not that we're making excuses.
We're not bitter.
But how do you feel the season's gone so far?
As you know, what the key of the game is, you know, can we stay healthy? And I really truly honestly feel as long as we stay healthy, there's absolutely no reason why it should not be our year. I mean, it should have been our year last year, but unfortunately, it didn't pan out the way it is, and we have the same guys as last year, and we, you know, those guys are motivated even more. You know, they felt the hurt and the loss of the feeling of losing an important game like that. One game away from Super Bowl. So,
yeah.
As long as these guys stay healthy, I feel like, you know, we have a really, really good chance. And if they don't stay healthy, we have a great group of guys that can come in and step in and continue to impact the game and impact our team the way they can. But as long as we got Allen, as long as we got Diggs on that squad, and then Poyer, you know, leading the guys on the defensive side, I really do feel like we have a great chance of going beyond the playoffs. You know,
hopefully
we'll have a chance to have a first week bye and then have a home playoff game and then move on further. But, you know, I know we talk about playoffs and postseason a lot, but like you said, you know, I really like the Josh Allen motto of just – Let's stay 1-0 each week, and as long as we have hourly, there should be no, because these guys don't look ahead. Coach McDermott does a great job of keeping these guys real centered and real focused and not look forward to like the opponent next week. We have to make sure we take care of Green Bay this week, and then once we come out with W this week, then we can move on to next week. So, as fans, we could talk about this is our year, but these guys are definitely taking it one game at a time.
Yeah. I think one thing or one addition, especially on this defense, we know that the last couple of years it's been number one, and I think it is. It's the Von Miller effect on there, which has really lit up this defense even more. I mean, I assume you would love to have played with Von Miller in that backfield on there, but what does he bring, or what can we see that he's brought that's actually really galvanize this defense?
He knows what it takes to win. He's a two-time Super Bowl champ, former Super Bowl MVP. So the guy knows exactly how to get there. And I think we brought him in not only for his impact play on the field, but just the leadership role. There's not a lot of guys that have been to multiple Super Bowls, and to have a guy that has those experiences to come in, it really helps and defines the team. Because we need those guys who have been there, done that, and to show the team that, like, this is what it takes to get there. We have to stay focused. We have to, you know, we know we're human beings. We want to go out, party, have a great time. But in those 6 months, in this time, we have to stay focused and take one game at a time and not look ahead. So having guys like Vaughn and Poyer, who guys who have had those opportunities of being in those positions, it helps. Because we are a young team. Like,
yeah.
Look at it. We are definitely a young team. We don't have, like, when I was here, it was a lot of the older guys here that have been there, done that. But all these guys don't have those type of experience of being a part of post-game play and being the playoff team. But having those guys with those experience and having that leadership, it shows that having those guys helps. So We're glad to have Bond here and have his experience.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's good. Cause, I mean, you see how McDermott and Bean have actually built this roster. They've started off, obviously, salary cap hell, and then just built around, A, on the offense around Josh, and obviously defense. They've now seen what they've needed year in, year out, and gone out and got those guys. Because we've seen a whole revamp of that defensive line, bar Ed Oliver, and to an extent Greg Rousseau, obviously coming in the second year. But you just see how Bean and McDermott have really dissected and put a blueprint into action on it.
Yeah, I mean, the whole environment, the energy out here is totally different from when I was here. You can just tell everyone's just straight focused, from the front office to the training staff to the guys putting in the stadium. It literally is a team effort. You know, I understand that guys go out there and they make the play, but to allow these guys to go out there and effortlessly go out there and just have fun. Because there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that, you know, a lot of fans don't see. But it really is a team effort, from concessions to the front office to athletic training staff to the guys that take care of the field. It's really a team effort. So, you know, being back here, I ain't going to lie, I love being back here. I miss it. Just, like, I'm looking at this facility. I'm just, like, brings back a lot of great memories. And I'm really just excited. I'm really excited to just be a part of Sunday. It's going to be a great game. And just to see him and Coach McDermott's right there. As I'm speaking. Yeah, I'm good. I'm all good.
Bring him on.
See if I can flip. He's with his family right now, so I don't want to bother him.
No, it's all right. I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, you're good.
if he breaks free from his family, just starts walking. Grab him. Bring him on.
Right. So, all right, Coach. See you.
Oh,
man, that's too bad.
Damn it. Damn it. Next time. Yeah, but no, I mean, it's always good to, obviously, for you guys to actually go back to your stamping ground, the place that gave you that shot in the NFL, and obviously just seeing fans just coming up to you, take photos, obviously the reaction that people gave you when you came into the backers bar and all that just must fill you with so much pride and happiness to go all cootsie wootsie with the emotions and all that.
No, these guys do a great job of taking care of the alumni guys. There's not a lot of teams that, you know, allow former guys to come back and just be part of the team that they are now. So this is really a huge family atmosphere, and I know a lot of players from other teams, and they wish they had the same love that they give us. They really embrace us coming back and being a part of the team. So I'm glad that I started here and ended my time here in Buffalo. I can't imagine myself anywhere else. We do truly have the number one fan base. It really is. It's family. Like I said, all you have to say is I'm a Bills fan, and we treat each other like we're brothers and sisters. So having love, it truly goes a long way.
Yeah. No, it's good. I mean, everyone loves it. And it's like, I know, I can't really put it on there, but when I get back to Sunday league team, let's put it that way, when I actually, when I play football and going back seeing old teammates, it does really put into perspective of what you've actually achieved and how highly regarded you actually, they make you feel in that, right, in that environment, let's put it that way.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, what I want to do, I want to have a little bit of fun. I've done it with a few previous guests. I think I've done it with Stevie once. I've done it with Steve Tasker, and I've had him on the show. It's like in the UK, we had a program called Soccer AM, and they had a segment saying about teammates. So it's just going to be a few questions about your teammates, whether it be from Texas or from the Bills, doesn't matter which one.
Okay.
Who is that person? So if I said, for example, hey,
you know what? Let me introduce you guys. I know you know this guy right here.
Oh my god!
Hey, I know you. Hey, I'll call you after. Yes, all right, bro. Good to see you, man.
Love you, Jordan.
Oh, Jordan. Yeah. Stay healthy, man. Stay healthy.
So, but sorry, what was your question? Sorry, Jordan.
So, pretty much going to say, who's your So, I would say, who's the funniest teammate you've had? And obviously, top of your head, whoever that guy is. So it's pretty much just naming, sometimes naming and shaming, almost.
Who's the funniest teammate I've had? I will say, LeSean McCoy for sure is one of the most entertaining people I've been around in my life, for sure. He doesn't stop joking around, and he doesn't shut up half the time. So being with LeSean for sure is very entertaining. Marcel was also another one of those guys that was fun to be around.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say LeSean probably would have to be the most entertaining, fun guy to be around with.
Who was the easiest to prank?
Easiest to prank. I'm going to have to say Fred, just because Fred and I always prank each other. There wasn't a lot of people that like pranks. I mean, me and Fred would prank other guys, but they would never get us because they know a war would happen, and we have no problem of going beyond the limits of getting that victory. So it wasn't a lot of people trying to pull pranks on us, but it was mainly me and Fred.
Cool, Robin. You got any? Do you want to add?
I just got one question that I've always wanted to ask. So one of my favorite games, probably in the sort of pre like McDermott era. And it is brilliant that we're playing the Packers tomorrow, is the Bills win over the Packers in 2014, whereas Mr. Certain A. Williams got the most number of tackles in that game. I was just reading it up when we knew you were coming on the show. It's also best remembered, not just for the tackles, but also I believe there was a certain locker room speech from Kyle Williams.
Yep.
After that game with the 2-point safety and that kind of thing. Can you just give us a minute? Just what? Because that was a good Packers team in that day as well. And the Bills were just a better team that day. And yeah. Kyle, I think, just spoke for the team. What was that? Can you just give us a minute? What was it like being in that room?
Kyle is such a great leader. And he's one of those guys that's been here for a very long time and has been, you know, part of the team that's been the dumps, but then on the rise towards the end of his career. Every speech that he gives us is – Oh, hold on. One second, guys. Sorry. Man, what you doing, man? You good? Good, man. I'm gonna call you after this phone call. All right. Having that leadership with Kyle, it boosted our confidence, and we already knew we had a great team. And coming in with a great Packers. This is when they had Davante Adams. Randall Cobb. Eddie Lacy was a running back at the time, so they had a stacked team. And for us to come out with a victory, I ain't gonna lie, that was one of the best games to be a part of. Just the simple fact that Green Bay was just such a stout team at that time, and yeah. I don't think anybody had us winning that game. And for us to come out with a victory, I mean, the stadium just went absolutely berserk. So hopefully we have the same energy as we had at 2014. But being in that locker room, Kyle motivated us to just go out there and give our best. Have fun. Don't really take things seriously. The game is never perfect. You'll never just have a rise. You know, this never just goes our way the whole time. It's going to be ups and downs. But as long as we persevere through those trials and tribulations, we'll come out with the W. And that's exactly what we did. So it was just a great time.
Awesome.
No, that's good. That's good. I've got a couple other questions from guys here. I got one. It's just disappeared from my screen now. It's from our WhatsApp group. A guy called John actually goes, how many wins for the rest of the season, or what our record's going to be for the rest of the season? And if we lose, who's it going to be to?
I don't see us losing anytime soon. My only like true like worry on our schedule was Kansas City, and you already know what happened with that. We came out with a W with that, so there's really no like worry. But at the end of the day, we have to remember like it's any given Sunday. There's a reason why they say that, like, no matter what your rankings are, something always can happen. So I'm not going to say we're going to go undefeated the whole way, but I hope that we continue to win each and every week. And we just want to get to the playoffs, because once we get to the playoffs, that's when we really start getting activated and we really start grinding. So I hope that we win the rest of the games here. My only concern was Kansas City. They handled business there. So right now, at this point, there's really no worries.
Another one comes in is, again, from our WhatsApp group, is who was your favorite opponent to play with or play and to play against. And play against?
Favorite team to play against. Well, it's always great to beat the Patriots. Especially when Tom was there. So I'm going to say that. But for me personally, my favorite opponent that I've faced against so far has been Baltimore. Only because there's a personal vendetta with the Ravens I have. And the fact that I got an opportunity to show them that they're a mistake of not picking me, that would probably be my number one opponent that I faced, just because it was a more personal feeling towards me.
Cool. And who's your favorite player to play with and play against?
Favorite player to play with will always be Fred Jackson. That's my brother. He has literally taught me everything, how to be professional, how to be a really good man, just in the community and all that. Opponent wise, that's a good question, because I don't like any of my opponents, to be honest with you. So. But I have a lot of friends that play for other teams, obviously. Darren McFadden, Michael Huff, Tywan Branch, those guys that play for the Raiders. Those are my close friends, and I had an opportunity to play against. So I'm going to just say those guys just because I know them. But as far as, like, what opponent I like, I don't like any of them, to be honest with you.
Who was the most difficult opponent you had to face? Let's put that question in.
Calvin Johnson.
Oh, really? Johnson.
Yeah, that guy mossed me and embarrassed me on live TV in front of millions of people. So, but to have the opportunity to go against a Hall of Famer like that was just truly like eye opening. Like, I remember watching him play in college, and then when I got drafted and we played them in the preseason in Detroit, I was lined up against him, and I honestly don't get starstruck. I've been around a lot of celebrities and whatever you want to call them, but lining up against Calvin Johnson, I like literally stood there and I was like, oh my God, bro. I like used to watch you religiously on YouTube, and now I'm like facing against you. It was just such a cool experience moment, but he did embarrass me, so I wasn't happy about that. But just that I played against Calvin Johnson was just truly remarkable.
No, that's good. I see you still walking, mean greeting everyone on there. So, I mean, what we'll say, we'll let you get on. Do your phone calls, do your mean greets. If you speak to any other legends, tell them to give us a follow, give us a
message. We'll have them on the show.
We'll have to get on again sometime this week, and hopefully that I'll surprise you guys with a special guest sometime. So.
Yeah.
Make that work.
Just let me know when, and we'll make it happen. We'll get it on there. We'll get the special guest, whoever that may be, on the show, and we'll talk Bills again.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys. This is always amazing.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, man. Thanks for being available.
Yeah, definitely. I love talking Bills. I love just hearing your guys' output on what you guys think about the team and what you guys do out there in Europe. Just the whole inside is just amazing. So thank you guys for having me. I really truly have.
I've gone the whole episode without actually talking any Cockney.
I can't do that. He doesn't need to hear that.
Yep, he can pick up. He's going to do the dog and bone in a minute.
Love it. I fucking love it.
But no, Aaron, where can, obviously people should know where to find you on social. Obviously, where, just let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my Instagram back, but you guys can follow me on Twitter at AJWilliams23. and DM me, hit me up on mentions. I reply. I try to get back to people as much as I can. So if you have any questions, man, just hit me up on Twitter.
That's good. I don't think I've added you on my personal one yet. So I think I'm gonna have to do that.
Come on, what are you doing? What's taking you so long? Let's get it.
I know. I don't know what's going on with me. I think I'm gonna have to do that and then wait for the follow back.
Follow you back for sure.
But no, I mean, Aaron, as always, it's been a pleasure. We'll definitely do it again. Hopefully, me and Robin will, fingers crossed, come in January, February time. If not, next year, definitely. See you in England again for more laughs and fun with the UK Bills.
Look, I'm serious too. When you guys are making the effort to come out here, I will truly show you guys a great time, and you guys will definitely bring back a lot of energy and stuff back to Europe and fulfill those guys and tell them the stories that we, because it's going to get crazy here. It gets a little wild here. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Yeah. I've actually, I spent time when he was in London with Pinto Ron. So I exactly know how it's going to be on that side with those guys.
Yeah, definitely.
But no, I mean, Aaron, thank you very, very much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow. And as I say, we'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to you. Aaron. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Okay. Take care. Right.
Yeah, no, not us. You don't know anything about Mark. You don't know anything about work. No. Huh? That's who we are.
Does on three. One, two, three.